Additional support for programming on KPCW is provided by Sammy's Bistro, now offering breakfast Thursdays to Sundays from 7 to 11 a.m. Peterson Calder Real Estate, Berkshire Hathaway, selling Park City since 1989. ExperienceParkCity.com. Sean Potter, Estate Planning in Summit and Wasatch Counties, WasatchLawGroup.com, 647-5951. Done to Your Taste Catering, 21 years perfecting life celebrations. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Hi, this is Stanton Jones from the Silver Mountain Sports Clubs, a KPCW supporter. We all love to do athletic activities outside, but did you know that both men and women need to lift weights at least 2 times every week? Weight training helps you burn fat and decreases the risk of osteoporosis. We have 2 locations in Park City. Be stronger, live healthy, play longer.
It's moody, not peppy. And welcome to our second installment of Sundance Weekend, surveying some just a few of the cornucopia of filmmaking talent that's in here for the Sundance Film Festival. I'm in here with my legendary co-host Stacy Domalski, who has many roles: filmmaker, stand-up comic. Expert on self-published authorship. Am I forgetting anything?
Oh, let's see. And I was the first woman on the moon, too.
Okay, and Buzz Aldrin is coming to Comic-Con this spring, so you guys can get together.
We got a dog and pony show that just kills.
Kills, all right. To lead off, we're talking about a film that's in the World Cinema Competition, Between Sea and Land, and we're pleased to have another person with many roles. It's Manolo Cruz, screenwriter, co-director, actor, I guess you took care of the craft services also. Is that?
Más o menos, sí.
Almost.
Primero que todo, muchas gracias por la invitación.
Thank you for the invitation. Good morning, everybody.
Sí, muchas cosas en la película.
He did a lot of things in the movie.
No porque quisiera hacerlo todo.
Not because he wanted to, but.
Pero es una película que se ha hecho con muy bajo presupuesto.
It's a low budget movie.
Y con fe. Y amor de las personas.
But with a lot of faith and love from people.
Y eso exige un compromiso de parte mía como creador y como
requires a compromise as a creator.
Darle una dirección a un punto fijo. Es necesario.
It's necessary.
I saw your film on Friday night. It was packed. The audience loved it. I loved it. So I'm curious, in Colombia, where you're from, You started as an actor, and then you became a screenwriter, director, filmmaker. So the acting, you play the lead role in this film. Amazing performance. So you play a man with muscular dystrophy, and you had to contort your body the whole time. That had to be really hard on you physically. How did you handle that?
Y primero que todo, gracias
First
por lo
all,
de buena
actitud. For your compliment.
Y pues fue todo un proceso porque
It was a whole process
quería ser un personaje muy respetuoso con las personas
make a character
que sufren
that would
o que están en esta condición.
People who
con las
had
familias
this condition,
que viven estos momentos con,
families who live
con
in
sus familiares.
Situations.
Y por eso hice un trabajo seis meses
he worked
en
six
trabajo
months
de campo visitando pacientes
visiting
que tienen enfermedades
musculares.
Para lograr entender
in
cómo
order to,
sobrellevan ellos
to understand how
¿no?
they live with
porque
the,
with
the
hay una
disease.
Frase que uso mucho y es que
There's
está
a,
encerrado
a phrase that
en
I,
cuerpo
that
no
I use a lot
vivir.
Is that he is trapped in a body that won't let him live.
Ellos,
and
that's
what I got from them when I shared
durante ese
time
trabajo,
with them.
Una dieta para poder
while he was working,
kilos.
He started a diet so that he could lose 42 pounds, 22 kilos.
42 pounds.
Para el personaje.
For the character.
Y bueno, busqué la posición, busqué la
tensión
muscular.
He looked for the right position to be in and the tension in his muscles to...
Porque por el mismo respeto con el que quiero...
Because he wanted to be respectful as portraying Alberto.
Con el respeto que quiero que la gente reciba.
And he wanted the audience to receive... Mm-hmm. The love that he was giving with that character.
So how many hours in a row would you shoot and have to be in that contorted, tense state? Because that's got to be hard.
Like you were saying, he's been acting his whole life, but his whole life he's been acting, he submerges into the character, gets immersed. And that's why it was so important to have Carlos El Castillo, who directed the movie, while Manolo was acting, he had all control. He gave Carlos everything in that moment when he was acting, and...
recoge en bellas imágenes lo que queremos contarle al mundo.
Capture beautiful images what we want to tell to the world.
Mientras yo
and while I get immersed in my character and do something interesting for people.
Desde las 6 de la mañana que llegábamos al set.
Since 6 in the morning when they would arrive at the set until 6 p.m. when they would leave.
Mantenía una tensión permanente para
they,
que
he would be in tension with his muscles so that the character would always be there and that people that would get captured on the image.
Por intentar hacerlo de esta forma también durante tres días.
Because he tried to do it this way during 3 days, he would have to stop filming,
para la clínica,
go to the clinic,
porque me tenían que inyectar
because
con
they had to put muscle relaxers on,
dormir en la clínica, y en la mañana siguiente ir
sleep
a rodar,
at the clinic and then wake up and go shoot for... And for 3 days, he got muscle collapse.
I kind of would have thought that, or something like that, because the photography was so well done, and we could see your muscles tense, and just and your face especially must have been painful. But your performance was beautiful. Beautiful. It made the movie. Well, it was a complete package, but you really stood out.
Oh.
Tell us a little bit about who played Rosa.
Rosa's character is Vicky Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
For to him and to a lot of people in the country,
she's
the
big
best
in
actress
Colombia.
In Colombia.
See?
Mm-hmm.
An actress who has been acting for 50 years, theater and television and film. And she's done a lot of movies.
Y es una gran,
and she's
una
a
gran
actriz. Great
para
actress.
Mí es como mi mamá en este momento.
It's like
amo.
She's like my mom mm-hmm. right now.
Un personaje muy bien logrado.
It's a very well achieved character.
Cuando hablamos de los personajes,
when we talked about the characters before filming, when I showed her the script and she fell in love with it and she saw a future in it.
Claro, ella metió mucho en el guión.
She gave it all when she read the script. She wanted to be as sincere
entonces,
as possible for her character.
So fue cosa de que, hey, Manolo, esto no lo diría Rosa.
Yeah. So when they would go over the script, she would say, hey, look, Manolo, Rosa would not say this. So maybe we should do this. So she's a very passionate actress.
Muy mm-hmm. Y creo que and en la conexión that, que... logramos tener
the connection that was achieved with Alberto and Rosa
eso conduce la película por
that
un,
drove the movie
mm-hmm. por un túnel emocional buenísimo
and an emotional mm-hmm. tunnel.
You doubling. Had good chemistry together because the two of you were on screen almost the whole time playing mother and son, and her performance very emotional.
It was very important that you could see that communication between the two.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then everything would have failed.
Yep.
We achieved it. Like you said, that chemistry on the set.
Yep.
Since we started to plan the shooting for the film, but I told Carlos, we are going to work for the actors and not for the technique of the cameras. But he's an actor, and he wanted to tell stories that communicate stuff to the audience and to have that connection with the audience.
No importaba si llegábamos tarde.
It didn't matter if we were late.
No importaba si el plano se nos movía. No importaba.
If the shot was moved.
Cuando él me entregara todo el material después del rodaje.
When he gave me the material after the movie,
he iba a decidir dónde se sentían las cosas.
He would tell where can you see, where can you feel in the shots, because that's what's really important to him.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about how your movie got to Sundance. How did the process of you, because you're in Colombia, this is in the World Cinema Competition. Tell us about the journey of your film to get here.
In August, there's an event in Colombia called BAM. B-A-M.
It's a
film market inside the country, Colombia. And he had the opportunity to send a work in progress to BAM. And it was chosen from 70 movies to be shown. And the day that it was shown, there was Trevor, the director of programming from Sundance.
Yes.
Entonces, lucky.
Vio la película, terminó la película.
He saw the movie and he
terminó la película en silencio total.
If there was a silence in the audience, so that people were still processing the movie.
Que estaba delante mío,
and a person in front of him turned around and looked at him. And he said, "Don't let me leave Colombia before we talk."
Oh, perfect.
It was a blessing, he says.
It was a blessing.
Everything that's happened with the movie is blessings. We talked, and he asked him when it would be done, and he gave him a date. And he said, "Let's see if it's in time, but send it to me. Send me the finished product." And now we're here.
Here we are. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really, really appreciate it. We could talk to you all day, but unfortunately, we have to move on.
Gracias a ustedes por la invitación.
Thank you guys for the invitation.
Gracias al público que nos escucha.
Thank you to the audience for listening, and he's inviting you to watch Between Sea and Land.
Oh, it's a great movie. Please go see it. I loved it. Please go see it.
Okay. And for Between Sea and Land, some of the later showings. Today it's down at the Broadway Center Theater at 6 p.m. It comes back up here. It's at the Temple Theater on Thursday, and at the Yarrow Theater. Let's see, I'm not quite.
At the Yarrow is Thursday at noon.
Oh, okay. Manolo Cruz, and many thanks to the interpreter, Paolo Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Fernandez.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting up so early.
Thank you.
Susan Meyer here, KPCW supporter and sponsor of Marketplace Morning Report. Since 1965, the Meyer Gallery has represented artists from Utah and beyond with both traditional and non-traditional works, located at 305 Main Street and MeyerGallery.com.
Mark Miller Subaru is proud to sponsor the Sundance Reel on KPCW, an independent film at Park City Film Series. Mark Miller Subaru supports the community through our nonprofit partnerships and helps protect the environment with our green initiatives. Located on South State Street in Salt Lake City and Southtown in Sandy, offering a wide selection of new 2016 Subaru and pre-owned vehicles. Love the experience at markmillersubaru.com.